Cavaliers dropped one to Phoenix yesterday. They were in it. Here's a little bit of Darius Garland.
Garland, right of the circle. Garland to the line. Garland to the lane. Up with the left hand, and he floated it home.
Trickster.
Garland with 15 ties the game at 104.
What? Why wouldn't you chuckle if you just hear Jim Jones suddenly say the word trickster? You know, you got
to. Well, he seems to be dropping that in more and more after a Garland basket.
Oh, okay.
That's all. That's what you get. Garland's quick trickster.
That's good.
That's his new nickname for DG, so that's fine.
That's not bad. It's better than that Sexland or whatever, that one that was going around for a while. Colin Sexton, Darius Garland or something like that. We're talking to Tim Alcorn this morning. Voice of the Cavs is brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, and Route 58 in Amherst. So they're on I guess this is the West Coast road swing for the Cavs right now, right?
Yeah, it's a challenging one. 5 games out west against 5 teams that if the playoffs were to start right now, they would all be in. Boy, that was a real tough one last night in Phoenix. I have to give the Cavs so much credit. They battled that team toe-to-toe, and Isaac Okoro 3-ball late in the game gave the Cavs the lead, but then they had a horrible call that didn't go their way on what should have been a 3-point play, or at least a 3-point play attempt, for Colin Sexton. Instead, they called the offensive foul and just a huge momentum swing, and Cavs end up dropping that one. But no fault in their effort, no fault in the way they played. That was a tough one to lose. But, you know, the games just keep coming, Bruce and Craig. And so Wednesday night, tomorrow night, we're in Denver to take on a Nugget team. And I just heard the sports report there at the top, a Nikola Jokic player that's just having a phenomenal season. So you got to get ready for the Nuggets.
How do you like our new draftee, Isaac Okoro?
I like Isaac Okoro. A tremendous amount of potential and a real upside, Craig. He was only 19 when they drafted him, and 19 really for the first 18, 20 games or so until he turned 20 a couple of weeks ago. He came out of the draft as a young man that was known who could play defense right away in the NBA, and that really has proven to be the case. He takes on the other team's best offensive player night in and night out. He's been defending LeBron and Giannis and Kawhi and last night Devin Booker, and he goes toe-to-toe with those guys. I mean, he certainly has a lot to learn. That's part of being a now 20-year-old rookie in the NBA, but his upside is just tremendous.
You probably get a little bit of a lesson when you're doing these back-to-backs with the same team. Sometimes if you're on that guy one night, you kind of get his feel for him, and then the next night you can kind of apply maybe what you learn from it, as opposed to waiting to go through a whole rotation of a season. But it's good to get that early in your career to do that. How's his offense, though? That's the other part we always look for, even with good defense.
Well, his offense needs to come along. I mean, last night he was in double figures. I believe he had 10 in the game last night. I don't have my box score right here in front of me, but he hit that huge 3-ball in the fourth quarter of play. So, as I mentioned, coming out of college, everybody said he's defensively ready to play in the NBA. His offense will need to grow, and that's been exactly the case. But he's got some athleticism. One thing about Okoro, when the Cavs get out and run, when they decide to fast break, he gets out on the wing. He's very athletic, and he gets up and down the floor. So his offense will come along, but defensively, he's as good as advertised.
How was the defense as a whole for the Cavaliers? I've heard talk that defense is starting, you know, that's one thing that they're doing well, it seems, or improved on from previous seasons.
Well, they definitely have improved on it from last year and really the year before. They were one of the NBA's worst defensive teams last season and the year prior to that. This year, they came out of the blocks very strong defensively. Now, JB has said the last few games he thinks there's been some slippage. It hasn't been as good as it was earlier in the year. But I thought Jim Jones last night during the broadcast raised a great point that, well, yeah, there's been a little slippage as far as points allowed and so forth. But, man, the Cavs have just run through this meat grinder as far as elite teams in the NBA on their schedule. So sometimes you have to look at the schedule and say, well, you know, you played a Brooklyn team, you played a Laker team, a Clipper team, a Bucks team. Last night, Phoenix, these are all teams that put points on the board. So you have to take that into account. But certainly this is a defense that's much, much better than it's been the past couple of seasons.
The disappointment with Larry Nance Jr., tell us the status on him and kind of what developed there.
Yeah, I just feel horrible for Larry because he's a great young man, and he really had upped his game this year. And he had surgery yesterday. Cavs announced it was successful, and Larry tweeted out that, you know, as bad as he feels about missing games, he hopes to be back rather soon. So the prognosis is up to 6 weeks, so that would put him late March, perhaps early April. But I just feel bad for Larry on a personal level because he really does so much for this basketball team and the Northeast Ohio community. But he'll still be around the team just to kind of keep that chemistry and that bonding going. And as far as on the floor, it hurts the Cavs because Larry does a lot of different things. And as far as the front court is concerned, he can play all three positions. He can play the three or the small forward. He can play the four, the power forward. And at times, JB has had him in the middle, the five spot, the center spot, when the Cavs go small. So JB, again, is going to have to tinker and do some things with the lineup that perhaps we haven't seen before. I mean, last night he started Jared Allen and Andre Drummond. So he had both big guys in the starting lineup last night. So that was interesting to see.
I bet Jim Jones enjoyed seeing that on the floor.
He did. And it was interesting to see. And as JB said after the ball game, when they asked him, you know, what'd you think of the lineup and how they played together, that's not just something you do at one practice and say, okay, we're ready to go. It's going to take some time. They have to get used to each other being on the floor. And the smaller guys are going to have to get used to having two big guys out there. So it'll take some time, but boy, that's old school NBA basketball when you've got the two bigs out there, but it certainly can create problems for the other team defensively.
Maybe the pattern could swing a little bit and pendulum into that direction. Get some good defense, get some good rebounding, that type of a thing, rather than all this three-point shooting that seems to be taking over. But
well, it doesn't seem to be. It has taken over, and that's the analytics side of the game. You know, everybody looks at those numbers and crunches all the stats and says, you know, analytics and statistics show if you shoot more threes and hit more threes, more often than not, you're going to win the game. It's amazing, the evolution of the three ball. But that's the NBA right now. But, you know, you still have to knock those shots down offensively, and you have to defend them on the defensive end of the floor. So, you know, perhaps Jared Allen out on that wing, if Drummond's in the middle at center and you put Jared Allen at your four, boy, that's going to be a good defender on that wing as guys try to shoot over him.
Cavaliers at Denver on Wednesday. We'll have it on the air on WEOL right after a high school basketball game. We'll join it in progress. But they're continuing. It's a five-game West.
Yes, they got Denver Wednesday, Portland Friday, the Clippers on Sunday, and Golden State on Monday.
All right. You got, that's your travel itinerary. From here.
Well, my travel itinerary is down to the arena and back home.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you could just pretend. Huh? See you later, honey. I'm going to Portland. I'm going to California. I'll bring back a souvenir, pick up something on the way. But we enjoy the call of the games, and we look forward to that next one against the Nuggets. Tim, we appreciate your time this morning. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
It's Tim Alcorn joining us for our Cavs Talk, brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway Lorraine, and on Route 58 in Amherst.